Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, Rabbil alemin. Ve estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah, ellezî la ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Ve es-tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu ennâ ya kerîm, vaffu ennâ ya kerîm, vaffu ennâ ya kerîm. Vahfir lena bi fazlike ya Rahmanu ya Rahim. Ya Meliki ya Kudüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah. El evvel ya Allah, el ahir ya Allah. El zahir ya Allah, el batin ya Allah. Haybihi ve şerbihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel evvelin vel ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el müzidin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Allahu Teala fi kitabul aziz evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim bismillahirrahmanirrahim ve halaka kulle şeyin fe kaddera takdira sadakallahul azim. Allahu Teala sözünde Kur'an-ı Kerim He who has created everything and ordained for it a certain measure. In another ayat, Allahu Teala says, say, nothing say that nothing will happen save that what Allah has destined for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no one is a believer unless he believes in four things. That there is no God but Allah, that I am Allah's messenger, and death is certain, and there is a life after death, and predestination. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I fear for three things for my ummah after my death. The oppression of rulers, the belief in stars and magic, and the denial of destiny. Yesterday morning, I usually prepare thinking about the Friday khutbah. So I felt that I should talk about Qadar, about destiny. The confirmation of Iman when one becomes a Muslim. One says, let's do it all together. Amen to Billahi وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. Yet Allah Ta'ala forbids us to talk about Qadar, about destiny. But still, sheikhs and scholars and saints have talked about Qadar. One day, Hazreti Ali Keremallahu Vechahu was passing next to a wall which was crumbling, just about to fall. So he walked very quickly in front of it to the other side. And a cynic said, "Ya Ali, don't you believe in Qadar, in predestination?" He said, "Indeed I do. I take refuge from destiny in destiny," said he. There is another hadith which sometimes breaks one's heart, which says that whether we are going to be good, do good deeds, that Allah will be pleased with us, or that we are going to be bad and we are going to revolt against Allah Ta'ala, is destined in the womb of our mother. Now, if that is so, what is all this effort? That if we are already doomed at our birth. Now Hazreti Abdul Qadir Geylani, Kudüs Serrah al-Fettahi, says, interprets the mother's womb as this world. So it is in this world, with our attitude towards the world, and with the attitude of the world towards us, that it will be decided whether we will be a true believer or we will be a denier. Yesterday morning, me and my wife, we woke up, we had our breakfast, I thought about my khutbah, and I was going to cook something, and I missed carrots. So we don't go out much of the house. So we decided to go to a little grocer, not far away, to buy a few carrots and some little things else. And we did, we went. You know, I am lame with this. She's okay. So we got the things, I went into the car, I'm driving the car, and as she was walking to the seat next to me, she disappeared from the sight. She fell down and broke her hip. She's 78 years old. It is not a joke. It will take her months to recuperate. She was operated last night. We were supposed to go, not this Saturday, the Saturday after, to Turkey for 10 days. Obviously, she won't be able to go. So we had plans for the future. We had plans for the day. She serves me, I need her service. Boom. So, if you want to, don't believe in Qadar, and if you want to, don't believe Hayrihi wa Sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. Every breath, every second of our life, from birth to death, is minutely and in detail decided, not by us, by any means. But we think, we do things, we think we have got insurance and we are safe, and we let the insurance company steal us for their good things. So what should we do? What happens when I can't walk? What happens when I can't talk? What happens? I win the lottery. What happens? My son becomes the president. Hadihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. We have no other choice but to accept it, and not only to accept it, but to be pleased with it. Because when that accident happened in the emergency room, a Pakistani doctor came who took care of me when I was in the hospital. And the doctor who operated my wife is a brother who comes to this mosque on Friday. Oh, chance, isn't it? May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the strength of Iman. Be pleased, whether higher or shar, which He has destined for us. Amen. Allahumma inni as'aluka Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who has created us in the beautiful form and shape of a human being from a drop of water. And when we came to this planet, we didn't know how to walk, nor how to talk, nor do anything, and totally dependent, thus absolutely a true Muslim. And since then, till the grave, oh Lord, you bless us every second, every breath of our lives with such gifts that which cannot possibly count. But your greatest gift, oh Lord, you have given us Iman, you have given us faith. The greatest gift which you have given us, oh Lord, that you have given us Islam and Ihsan. And the greatest gift which you have given us, O Lord, as our teacher, our example, your beloved, whose you sent as your mercy to all mankind, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rab, for all that you have found us thankless. You think that we are all responsible for our good fortune. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy of all of Ummati Muhammad. Have mercy on all of humankind. And teach us thankfulness. And sometimes, O Lord, you test us. You test us because you have given us such great honor, whether we are worthy of it or not. That you say that you have created us in your own image, and you have no image. You say that you have blown unto us from your own soul, our soul. You say that you have taught us your own divine attributes. You say that you have given us to be your representative, to be the king of the universe. You say that you have created all and everything for us, and us for yourself. For all this honor, to see if we are worthy, you test us. You test us with little pain, with little sickness, with little accidents, with little poverty, little hunger. And how often in the Holy Book you have praised patience. Patience is the key to paradise. Patience is the key to success in this world. Yet, O Lord, we are impatient. We complain about you to our dentist, to our lawyer, to each other. Shame on us. O Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on all of Ummati Muhammad. And have mercy on all of humankind. And teach us patience. آمین بسم الله سيدنا المرسلين طه وياسين فاتحة
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله